Good afternoon, Belinda Medlitsky. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Still a little shell-shocked from all of the firing, and there'll be more tonight on the beach.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about,
not
Belinda?
Good for the environment.
What do you mean?
Well, what we've been having here is an entire military battle on the beach here in Musenberg, two blocks away. Tanks, rocket launchers, machine guns.
War games?
Jets, the full works.
Is it a drill?
To commemorate the military day. So, and not a drill, live fire.
Wow.
So although there's so many other things I want to touch on today, I just want to say that I'm exceptionally sorry for the marine life. And I know that there are many others who have also complained, and unfortunately we could not get the Defense Force to desist from doing this.
Wow. What happened to that seal on Fishhook Beach? And have we named him yet?
Biffle left last week.
Well, if he hadn't, he probably would have been shot today. Terrible.
Oh, God forbid.
I hear where she's coming from, but they needed to practice. I saw them on Sunday. They were terrible.
Well, go and practice no, in Walvis
Bay. They were trying to fly in formation, these planes, and they were just like 1-5 kilometers behind. They really were not very good.
Yeah, but they were shooting live fire.
Well, I didn't see. I did see them trying to fly, and they weren't very good.
No, it was really awful because the animals are absolute nervous wrecks. All the dogs are on tranquilizers, and I had this huge boxer of mine shaking in bed too. But, so Biffle, thank God, has gone back to the sea. Everybody gave him a send-off party, not that he knew any better. And we must be grateful we're not living in an apocalyptic scenario. I was hoping that we could play some music for the apocalypse. But where they are living, this is in Siberia. And we go to a place called Kuzbass, where 2.6 million people live in 26,000 square kilometers of coal mines.
Oh. Why would they want to do that?
Well, it's inconceivable to think that it's like living in one whole coal mine, basically, in Siberia. And what is happening there is that a phenomenon called black snow, this eerie black snow, has been falling for years. As the coal dust is released into the air from these open coal pits and the badly maintained factories, this phenomenon occurs. And what is so scary is that this actually happens the whole year, and according to eco-defense warrior Vladimir Slivyak, it's always there. It's just that the snow makes it more apparent. Their average life expectancy is 3 to 4 years shorter than the national Russian average. Their kids are experiencing additional childhood mental disorders, and they have twice the TB risk than that is normal. And now the pot, which is from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Okay, hold on. If we're moving on to amazing animals, have you seen those YouTube videos of the Siberian bubbles? It's actually, they're not bubbles. It's
Siberian
smoke.
What?
In Siberia, it's so cold that the air freezes instantly.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got these smoke rings that Belinda's talking about, these like gray smoke rings, and they start falling out of the sky.
Wow. These otherworldly
smoke rings. It's incredible. Because it's just frozen smoke.
That's all,
I mean, it's incredible to see.
Beautiful and deadly.
Yeah. Beautiful and deadly. There we go. Okay.
So, what is very, very, funny in a very exceptionally twisted fashion is that there was a bizarre attempt at a cover up a couple of months ago where the authorities were caught spraying snow with white pigment to try and be in denial and say, no, the problem isn't as widespread as everybody thinks.
Oh, gosh.
That is like completely ridiculous.
Absolutely insane. So truth is stranger than fiction.
And clearly it is. Let's talk about some amazing animals, Belinda.
Right. My absolute favorite is Pig Casso. I don't know if you've ever seen Pig Casso, who is a pig from Franschhoek, who was rescued from being a pork chop. And Pig Casso has a very special talent. Pig Casso loves to paint. And this beautiful creature loves painting in the mornings and the afternoons. So he works in the mornings and afternoons and has his snacks while he's painting. And then, of course, he sleeps in between. And his latest work is going for 33,000. And oh, there's one I saw to the left of it in the gallery that's going for 27,000. So far, the highest price that his work has fetched is 23,400. And he's working very hard to try and prevent the other little piggies going to market. Now, Simon, you've got to say this is a good story. This is a happy one today.
No, it's a great story. I'm just really trying to get my head around how little Piggy's doing this. Is this sort of painted feet and he's standing on canvas? How's he doing this?
He has his canvas board on the easel and he picks up the paintbrush in his mouth and he selects his colors and he paints. You've got to see this. It's so cute. You can look at pigcasso.org.
Wow.
And you will actually see him in action.
Okay.
And then, how is that for a
No, that's
assault?
Remarkable. But the story that has got both me and Kathy wondering what on earth it could possibly be is the leaves on steroids.
Okay. So what they have actually managed to do is to create artificial leaves that are 10 times more efficient than natural leaves. And this has been invented by the University of Chicago in Illinois. And it's astounding because these leaves convert carbon dioxide to fuel. So they're not really on steroids, something more powerful. The artificial photosynthetic unit is inside a capsule of quaternary ammonium resin filled with water and a light absorber with catalysts that convert the CO2 to carbon monoxide, which is then siphoned off to create synthetic fuels. This reduces the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere and by about 10%.
That's wonderful. And Belinda, do you think that we'll ever get to a point where, you know, green fuels or biofuels, let's call it that, are so much more financially viable than normal crops that we stop growing normal crops and we all want to produce biofuel?
Well, the thing is that I don't think we'll ever get to the point of zero emissions, whether we use biofuels or regular fuels, and coal can never be made clean, as we've seen from Siberia. And I also think it's a utopian ideal because what we're dealing with here, unfortunately, is multifaceted because we've got the human psyche. There's always those who are going to have vested interests in controlling. There's the human aspect of, or the character trait of greed that will prevail. So I think that we'd love to think that utopia would be attainable, but there's too much that has got nothing to do with the environment and that has to do with the economy. Having said that, what is particularly encouraging for me is that there have been school children who have protested throughout Europe as far afield as Australia over the last week. For climate change, well, anti-climate change, I would say,
sure, yeah.
Asking for it to be attended to. And I'm expecting that in the future, the wave of eco-terrorism that has actually manifested in the past, it's something people are not aware of, could actually be amped up as the desperation builds, where people realize that we have to do something, that maybe that would be the next wave after the terrorism that we are used to, because children are getting desperate already. They understand the repercussions.
Yeah. Belinda, unfortunately, that is where we leave it today. By the way, I did go and I did Google Pig Casso, and he's so cute. It's so cute, and
he paints,
and I actually think he's quite autistic. I like the way that he's using the colors, the textures, the interpretation of these works. Very important.
Yes, you must look at his pregnant.
Are you both pulling my leg?
Very subjective. You know, very subjective about you know how one interprets and reacts to this. Yeah,
sure.
Thank you. Brother.
I think we should go to that song "Shnei Meshugaim Bachof" because
really,
that pretty much would get you to down pat.
Yeah, except
pigs that painting. Have you ever? And 20.
Why? There's that elephant that paints in India.
Yes.
You haven't seen the elephant that paints in India?
I don't spend my time looking for animals around the world who can paint. I don't do that. Maybe I ought to, but I haven't until now.
Okay, Belinda.
Yes.
Okay, I'm typing in now.
Week.
Yes, till next week. She knows when to bail. That's a clever woman.
She is smart. She's definitely smart. Anything is, yeah. I'm stuck. I can't run.
Belinda Midlitsky. Well, you know, Simon.